Welcome to tonight's episode of Well-Rounded Corners. I'm Robert.
And I'm Ruthann.
And we're delighted to have with us this evening a very special guest, and we'll get to him in just a moment. And actually, before we proceed on with that, I'd like to explain a little slight scheduling snafu that we had. We were going to start the show an hour earlier, but instead we're going to be going an hour later than our usual time. We'll be switching channels on the BBS network on the second hour, so we'll let you know about that when that comes around. At any rate, Ruthann, if you want to tell them about how to get the show archives.
Yes, I'd like to remind everyone about our website, wellroundedcorners.com. You can listen to us in the archives of our BBS radio page or live every other Tuesday on BBS Radio Channel 1. And all past shows are in our archives and can be downloaded for free on wellroundedcorners.com. We usually have them up in about 24 to 48 hours. So please join, go check that out, and you can listen to that anytime you wish.
Yep, all shows are free, absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to be taking, we're delighted to have with us Joe Hu tonight, Chicago's number one psychic, voted Chicago's number one psychic. To me, he is the number one psychic. I've heard him on several different shows, and it's a pleasure to have him with us. Joe? Welcome.
Hi.
It's pretty cold up there in Chicago right now, isn't it?
Boy, yeah, and how? And they just said on the weather today, the bottom is going to drop out like next week. I'm thinking, what are you talking about? We were below zero the other night.
That's way too cold already, isn't it?
Yeah. It's been a strange winter, for sure, for a lot of people this year. It's been a very unusual. I was in shorts. It was 72 degrees here a couple days ago. So.
Oh, sure. Rub it in.
Well, now we have freezing rain, so we're making up for it. So.
Oh, absolutely. Wow.
That's the way it does here. So.
One thing we haven't had here in the Chicagoland area is snow. It's the first time I can ever remember having no snow. I mean, since the season began for snow, we have less than 2 inches, and that's all toll.
Wow, so that's unheard of by January. I mean, that's insane.
I know. We didn't even have a white Christmas.
And you probably always have a white Christmas, don't you?
Usually we do. Yeah, something, at least a little bit. But no, not this year.
Well, Joe's going to be taking your calls this evening. I'm going to give you the number in a minute so you can call in. But, if you want to just tell the audience a little bit about yourself, we haven't had you on yet. So if you want to just tell them a little bit about yourself and what you do, how people can get in touch with you.
Okay. Again, my name is Joe Hu, and my website is joehu.com, and it's all one word, joehu.com. I am a voice natural direct sensitive. And what that means is when I hear a person's voice, I start to see things behind my eyes. That's about the best way I can explain it. And I have this, ever since I was a little boy, it's always been with me. And I've done radio and television worldwide, and I'm just a normal guy, like everybody else. And I love people. I have a great love and respect for people. I always have. I was raised by European parents. My mom and dad are from Italy. And by the way, they met each other here, not there. So they were both in Chicago when they met. And I wound up on the radio actually totally by accident in 1984. It was like my life career took a different turn. And in high school, they used to call me Joe the Medium, So if a person calls in, before I can tell you about yourself, and the only thing you need is your first name and the month of your birth. Those are two things you can say that opens up a door so I can see. And somebody's, it's not astrology, because I think astrology, don't you have to have the birthday and the time and where they were born and stuff like that?
That helps, yeah.
Because in radio, you can't ask anybody, what's your phone number, what's your address, what are you wearing right now opens up a whole can of worms. So,
right, that's a whole different show, not our show.
Yes, and month of birth, and that's all. It's very easy. And the thing is, people have to understand, 97% of us in this world are basically members of the same family. The other 3% come from a different place. And people say, there's no such thing as good and evil. There's no such thing as evil. They're fooling themselves because there is. You can't have one without the other. You can't have positive without the negative. The entire universal forces are positive and negative forces.
Do you do any work in astrology? They call it the mundane. Do you ever look at things generally, for the world or for a country or for?
Yeah, I've done that.
At that level.
Yeah, I've done that. Sure, but like I said, my expertise are usually people.
And right.
I made some predictions for the new year, and one of them is the economic situation, not only of America, but the world. People don't realize if America goes down, the world goes down too.
Yes.
True.
True.
That's, yeah, well, that's, we're hoping, you know, since we got past the end of the world last year, that, you know, things might turn around, but.
You know, there are a lot of people who actually believe that. You know, it's just the end of, end of a processional cycle, 26,000 some years.
Mm-hmm. Right, but trying to convince people of that, that was a different matter, wasn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. I've posted the number on our Facebook page, but you can call 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. You can call in toll-free. Ask Joe. He just needs your first name. And what was the other?
Just the month of their birth.
See, that's all you need.
Not the birthday, because that doesn't tell me anything. None of what you say tells me anything other than opening a door. When they hesitate, when I say your first name and month of birth, they're thinking, and when they think, it just opens up the door. That's about the best way I can explain it.
That's interesting. That's very interesting. That makes sense.
So is it like this connection, does it kind of become a channel? That would you call it channeling? Or?
Yeah, it's kind of like reading a teleprompter. I mean, you know, I'm sure, I don't know if you've ever done TV, you know, you're looking at the camera, right below the camera is a teleprompter, so you're reading it, you know, and there's a little lady and a guy in the background just controlling the speed, and, you know, what a job that would have, isn't it? And it's kind of like that, and sometimes it's fast, so I talk rather fast, I don't mean to, but if I don't get it out, it goes away.
Right. I understand that.
Well, now, yes, we've had other psychics. Helene Olson, actually, we're going to have her on the next hour. She says that you know, she often forgets the information that she receives.
Oh yeah, when I do a one-on-one or you know have a personal session with someone, when it's over, it's over. I mean, I don't, you know, a person will call me back. Sometimes I get these calls. Oh, I called you 10 years ago. Remember me? No.
Well, you can't keep all that stuff. It's not your stuff.
Yeah, it's outside of me. You know, can you picture if we hold on to everything that we tell people? I think we'd lose our mind.
Yes, that's definitely true. We sure would.
Yeah.
Well, and even in a non-psychic context, you can't, you know, in my business, I have people call and say, hey, you remember me, you know, for 3 or 4 years ago? And I wish I did, you know, but I don't. So, yeah, you can't expect anything more. You know, it's more personal, more intimate, and usually a higher volume of information that you're providing. So absolutely. I mean, that's
it's outside
that's tough of us. Well, so the, when you take a call from someone, you know, you do a session
right.
with somebody, do you usually, do you need to have them ask you questions and kind of guide the process along?
You know what? I mean, I can sit there and ramble for half an hour. That's not my, no, I'm not a black and white psychic, and that's not my thing. When people have appointments, they say, write down the questions you want answered. Don't send them to me. I don't want to know them. You need to know them, you know? Because a lot of times, you know, people will forget, and they'll call right back and say, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot, can I ask this question? Well, sometimes my appointments run back to back, so I really can't answer them, and I feel bad. So I tell people, you know, the questions you want answered, you write them down, you know, and you keep them. I don't need to know them. You know, but you do. Because some people sometimes get, I don't know if it's frightened or apprehensive. Or you ever have when people call you and say, don't tell me anything bad. Well, you know what? I can't control what comes out. I try to be as diplomatic as I can.
Yes.
It's all in whatever
you have to say, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And if I see something in one of your callers, you know, I'll try to be as diplomatic about it as I can. And there's certain things I probably would never say on the air, you know, because you know, sessions are personal, extremely personal.
You know? Yes,
and,
definitely.
I mean, I have no problem talking on here. Don't misunderstand me. But if I see something that I think that is, you know, the audience maybe, you know, would bristle at or something like that, I'd be cautious to say it.
Definitely.
You know? And I would
that I think is part of the process is learning what is appropriate to say to a particular person, what isn't.
Sure. And you know what? Everybody has intuition. I mean, my gosh, how many times have either one of you, or even the audience, you know, said to themselves, geez, I thought so. I knew that. You know, if you thought it and you knew it, why didn't you act on it? I think because ever since we're very young, you know, we're always taught that if you can't feel it, taste it, smell it, or touch it, it's not real. You know, and then spirituality is outside that. So, spirituality is okay, but everything else isn't. That doesn't make any sense to me because we're all spiritual beings trying to understand what the heck it's like to be human.
And then we're taught not to be who we really are.
Right. Now, you know, having my mom and dad are great people. I mean, don't misunderstand. My dad's gone, but I still got mom. She's 91 years old and complains about old people, believe it or not. And and when I was a kid, you know, if I cried, my father, my mother never said to me, "Oh, stop crying, be a man." You know, they never stifled my emotions ever.
Well, that's
and
good.
And I think that has
that's
a lot to
good.
Do with it, because I think, to a certain extent, you know, the extrasensory perception is on the same side of the brain as the emotional side of the brain.
Yeah,
I think it's
it does.
I think
it is. Yes.
Sure, because if you're in a heightened state of emotion, whether it's anger, fear, whatever it is, your ability to perceive comes up accordingly also, which I find interesting.
Well, Joe, we have Linda on line three. Linda, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Linda.
Did you have a question for Joe?
Yeah, Linda, what's the month of your birth?
I do, and thank you so much for taking the call.
Okay, Linda, what's the month of your birth?
It's February the 20th.
Just a month.
February.
Just a month. That's enough. I mean, February. You know, you're talking doesn't mean... Okay, go ahead.
All right.
What do you want to know?
So February. Oh, I'm wondering when I'm going to meet my next spiritual life partner. I've been a widow for 7 years now.
You know what? I could have told you that as far as that goes. But you have to understand one thing. You're an old soul. And people fall into basic categories, younger souls and older souls. That's how I see them. Not new souls, not old souls, younger and older, okay? You're an older soul. Here's a thumbnail sketch about you. You know, old souls might not remember a name, but they're sure as heck never forget a face. Sometimes they're a little bit clumsy. I have no idea about why. And we can't just do one thing. What excites you today could bore you next week. So old souls are multifaceted, all right? And old souls usually do better in the evening hours. Their energies, their creativity all come out in the evening hours. Now, you know, you've been a widow for 7 years, and, it's about time that you find someone that could walk side by side with you. And believe it or not, everybody has a time in their life that's good. Some people it's spring, some people it's autumn, you know, some people it's winter, whatever, the seasons, all right? Your time, believe it or not, is the beginning of spring, and I'm sorry, the end of spring and beginning of summer. So as far as something coming into your life between April 20th, between May 20th, and July 5th, you're going to meet someone who's going to be your life partner, and you're going to meet this person in a casual setting. All right? So do me a favor and do yourself a favor. Have a calendar and mark down from those two dates. And what you cannot do is never turn down any invitations. Okay? Even if you don't feel like going out, or go, because that's the only way it's going to go. If you look, you'll never find. Okay? Just be aware. And this is going to be a person that's going to, and believe it or not, this person is a familiar person to you. So that's interesting to me.
Oh, someone I've already met?
No, but when you meet him, it'll be familiar. And like, you know
each
other.
Oh, right, of course.
Yeah.
Right, I'm very familiar.
And it's
going to
be very strong because the other people, since your husband's passing or your partner's passing, they were not who they pretended to be. So that wasn't very good for you.
Oh, someone I've already met that wasn't?
Right.
Yeah, I kind of get that.
Yeah.
You know, someone that's in and out.
Right.
Right. And also being on an island, it's a special situation. I'm thinking internet dating, but that hasn't panned out well.
Oh, I can tell you horror stories about internet dating. Trust me, I can tell you horror stories about that. And the interesting thing is, you know, the funny part is I don't care where you live. This is going to happen. Doesn't matter where you live.
Oh, yeah. I feel that. I just wanted to have a little verification, reassurance, you know.
Oh, no, you'll be fine. You know, here, let me tell you something, too. If you worry about something happening, if anybody listening, if you worry about something happening, you can actually bring the energy to make it happen. You know, did you ever hear the expression, be careful, you might get what you ask for? Well, worry doesn't do anything. Uh-huh. It doesn't change anything. But let's say you're driving somewhere, and you've got to be you're in a hurry, and you're saying, oh, my gosh, I hope I don't get a ticket. If you're worried about getting a ticket, 8 times out of 10, you're going to get the ticket. Because the universe goes, okay, because the universe only knows one thing. Yes.
Yeah, isn't that a prayer for what you don't want?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Well, thank you so much.
Okay. And by the way, I got to ask you a question. Did you have your eyes checked at all?
It's been a little while.
Yeah, I would. I think you should make an appointment to have your eyes checked, because the vision on the one eye is a little bit down over the other one.
Oh, a little dominant. And then I was getting some black specks all of a sudden.
Those are floaters. As we get older, we get floaters, but the vision is down.
Oh, vision's down in one eye?
On the one eye.
Okay. And what would that lead to?
Well, you just get it corrected. You know, you may need glasses, you know, but I mean, I don't see any pressure problems. I don't see any glaucoma.
Yeah.
It's just the vision is down. You haven't had your eyes checked in quite a while.
Pardon?
You haven't had your eyes checked in quite a while.
Oh, let's see. It's only been a couple of years, I think. A
couple years.
Yeah, I had it checked after I got those black floaters, and it was okay, he said.
Yeah, as we get older, we get floaters.
Yeah.
You know? In today's world, believe it or not, if they get severe, they can actually change the fluid in the eye in a, as an outpatient.
Oh.
Wow. It is amazing.
The aqueous, or the aqueous humor, or the vitreous?
Yep. The vitreous stuff in there, yeah.
It's an ocular oil change.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you again.
Okay. And remember, what you think, say, and do affects your reality. If you think positive, you bring positive. If you think negative, you bring negative.
That's right. The upward spiral.
That's right. Okay?
Yes. All right.
Okay. By the way, do you journal?
Yes.
Do you journal?
No.
Have you, I think it's important for you to do. Because lately, especially in the past year and a half, you've been having a lot of reminiscent memories. So I think you should start journaling a little bit. There's something that needs to come out.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Very good.
Well, thank you.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you very much, Linda. We appreciate that call. And thank you, Joe. You know, I was thinking while you were working with Linda, I was just wondering how you said this ability that you have started, you knew it about it or used it or realized it when you were small. I was just curious how you figured out that, I mean, how that kind of started for you.
Well,
I mean, when you're small, realizing what was going on.
Well, the farthest back I can remember with this, I was about 5 or 6. I was in kindergarten, and there's a little girl in the neighborhood named Ro. Everybody used to call her Ro-Ro, you know. She was a good kid, but she was hyperactive. And back way back in the 50s, you know, we didn't know what hyperactive was, you know. And kids used to make fun of her. And I used to say, you know, and she would start crying, and all of a sudden I would start crying. And I grabbed my, I said, leave her alone. I'd take her over to my mom's. And I said, you know, we walk in the door, my mom's looking at me, and she's looking at her. And she says, what are you crying for? And I told her, you know. Then she gave me a look like, you know, she'd be quiet. And so my mom had made us some food or cookies or whatever. And then, you know, Ro stopped crying. Mama said, don't worry about it. You know, Ro, you'll be fine. And so she went home. And I asked my mom, I says, you know, and she says, why are you crying? I said, because, Mom, when people talk and do this to her, I can see it and I can feel it. And she says, yes, Joey, we can do this in our family, but please be careful. Don't tell anybody about it because they'll make fun of us.
Right, right.
You know? I wound up on the radio totally by accident. It had nothing to do with my career. Believe it or not, I worked for the Defense Department in top secret military projects in robotics.
Hmm.
And at 35 years old, something happened, and it's a long story, but there was a guy in a radio show said, if we have any street psychics out there, if you tell me what I lost, I'll give you tickets to see the group Genesis, which I love Genesis, so I called up, and I said, he didn't lose anything. He says, he swallowed a temporary cap in his tooth, and they said, who is this? And I said, Joe, and they said, Joe who? And I said, yeah, but the name was given to me before that. And they thought, you know, and then and when I told them, and the host came on and says, you know, he swore up and down, I knew him. I said, no, I never knew you, I never met you. You know, so he said, well, can you come down next Thursday and get these tickets? I said, sure. So I came down to the following Thursday, gave me the tickets, he asked me to take some calls, and all of a sudden from that point on, my life changed. It's like the universe says, you know, Joe, we gave you this talent. This is what you were supposed to do, not what you're doing now. And ever since then, this is all I've been doing. And in high school, my yearbook, they used to call me Joe the Medium. How do you know the things you know? I don't know. It was just, it's just there.
Right. Right. Well, I'm glad you found what your passion is or what your gift is, and that you help people with it. That's a wonderful way to spend your life. That's for sure.
You know, we all have to take care of each other, and people don't realize that, but we do. You know, I mean, we're basically all part of the same family. About 3% aren't, and that equates to over 160 million people, you know, or a million entities that are definitely the evil entities. That are not bad. Good people do bad things. That's normal, but I mean evil. And interesting place. I always tell people, be careful because where good lies, evil hides.
Mm. That's an interesting way to look at it.
Yep.
That is. So if you'd like Joe to, that information you gave Linda, so specific, I mean, you know, that's hard to beat. If you have a question for Joe, just give us a call, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. I think we're going to go ahead and take our first break now, and you can go ahead and call in over the break. That's fine. When we get back, we'll have Joe with us again answering questions, answering your questions.
Want to start a website but don't know how? No problem. The experts at OCS Solutions have you covered. We offer a complete range of internet services, from domain name registration, web hosting, and even our easy-to-use website building tool that allows you to create a website with just a few clicks and be live in minutes. Pick from thousands of templates and samples, upload your own content, or use a mix of both. It's entirely up to you. And don't worry, you won't outgrow OCS. We host websites both small and large. Domain names start at just $8 a year and come loaded with plenty of extras to get you started. Visit OCSDomains.com to learn more or call 1-800-672-8415. That's OCSDomains.com or call 1-800-672-8415.
Reiki is a Japanese relaxation technique that promotes healing and balance. It is a form of energy work that helps unblock areas that are affected by illness, stress, grief, anxiety, or other types of trauma, and it can be given in person or from the Reiki practitioner to the recipient at a distance. It is gentle and soothing and is simple to learn as well. Our bodies have the natural ability to maintain health and heal themselves when energy flows smoothly throughout our energy system. And Reiki works well either by itself or along with traditional or alternative medical treatments to help keep energy channels flowing and the mind and body in balance. I offer Reiki, the Ho Chi, and other types of energy sessions in my home in Florence, Alabama, as well as distance Reiki to any location in the world. I also teach Reiki classes from levels 1 through Karuna Reiki Master, as well as the Ho Chi. To learn more, please visit alabamareiki.com. That's alabamareiki.com.
And welcome back to Well-Rounded Corner. So we are with Joe Hu tonight. We are very fortunate to have him with us. And we had a caller a little while ago, and we would love to have you call in and ask Joe a question. And the number is 888-627-6008. And Joe, I wanted to ask you, I had a feeling I needed to ask you what any new projects you might be working on or new interests, things you haven't worked on in a while that you're back in with. I just wondered what you're doing in particular these days.
Well, I'm trying to finish a book. I'm on my third edit, and every time I don't think I'm done, something else crops up. I have to put it in the book. But the book is going to be titled, Insights from the Knowing Place, Behind the Eyes of Joe Hu. And hopefully it'll be out probably by the beginning of the summer.
Well,
I've been working on that book
when that's out, so we'll be glad to.
You'll be putting that on your website, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
And we'll be linking to your website, too, on the show, joehu.com, but we'll be linking to it. Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to tell you how I got the name Joe Hu, okay?
it's a great name.
Growing up, my mom and dad had a business. They made these very ornate handmade lampshades. In fact, some of my mom's lampshades are in old movies. I mean, she's been doing it for so long. Anyway, my mom would bring this lady some sewing because, you know, she was trying to help her out. And her son that I became friends with was named Marty. But his brother was named Joe, his dad was named Joe, and his cousin who lived next door was named Joe. So one day he said, "Hey, Ma, Joe's coming over for supper." She goes, "Joe Hu?" And he said, "Yeah." And that's how the name stuck.
Oh, I like that. Well, that's a good name. And we have Christopher on line 3. Christopher, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, and we're so glad you called in. Joe?
Yes, Christopher, what's the month of your birth?
June.
And where are you calling from?
California.
Okay. Christopher, do you have a question?
Yes. I'm seeing a lot of the number 33 everywhere I go.
Okay.
And I'm wondering what it means.
You know, it's interesting. I had a client today who had seen the 616, and this has been going on since his wife passed away, which was just after Christmas, okay? And she died in her sleep, and I said, that 616 is the time she passed away. Yours is quite different. And you're seeing 3-3, is that what you said? Right?
Yes, everywhere. License
okay.
plates.
Okay. Here's an interesting thing that I need to tell you. Everybody's luck is either on the even or odd side. Odd days, odd numbers are better. Your days are, and your luck is always on the odd side, so odd days and odd numbers are better for you. The 3-3 is pertinent to you, and it's a personal number. Those might be, you know, March 3rd, or it could be 33 in a lottery. But if you're seeing it lately, you know, it's something that's pertinent to you. So, and what does it mean exactly? And nothing that I can see other than the fact that it's pertinent in the respect that it's something that's going to either be a date or a time for you.
Okay, well, I am waking up at 3:33 a.m. every morning.
Oh, 333 is a number.
Well, no, I'm just seeing 3:33, but I'm waking up at 3:33 every morning on the dot. No alarm clock, nothing.
You go back to sleep or you stay up?
I usually stay up and meditate and then
okay.
run my
okay.
day from there.
Okay. The interesting thing is that, you know, and that's unusual because, well, first of all, you know, believe it or not, you know, as I see your entity, you know, some people are night people and some people are day people. You know, you're more of a day person. And, you know, you may bristle at this, but, you know, I think that you strike me as more of a little bit of a younger soul. And all that means is that your brain power is stronger than, you know, other people. You'll find a lot of younger souls in the places of authority. They're bosses, supervisors, self-motivators, things like that. If they have a career, if they have a job, their employer knows what's expected of them, they leave them alone. And you need to have time to be with yourself, by yourself, for yourself to recharge. And so the number, you wake up at the odd hours of 3:13 or whatever it is, you know, that's a high energy level, and it's a high energy number for you. It's also a clandestine, I mean, it's also a precognitive number. So, you know, if you play the lottery at all, then I would focus on the derivatives of that number.
Okay.
Okay.
I guess I should start buying tickets then, right?
Well, if you play the lottery. Okay, but you know,
okay, I don't.
Okay, well then I wouldn't worry about it, you know. But you know, like if you go to the gas station and you pump gas, and does it stop at an odd number for you? You'll find out that it does. You look at a clock, you'll see that it's going to be more of an odd number, you know, like 12:13 instead of 12:14 or 12:16, something like that. So you know that's interesting, and the number is pertinent. Otherwise, it wouldn't be happening. So it's something that's going to be pertinent to you.
Well, yesterday I went out for lunch with my wife, and at the restaurant they give you a number and bring the order to your table. And
right.
on the way to the restaurant, I told my wife that I'm seeing 33 everywhere. So we go to the restaurant, and they give me the number. It's number 33. Made me laugh.
Really? See, that's
well,
a very
strong... Yeah, I couldn't believe it. My wife said, well, isn't that a coincidence?
No, it's
not. It's following me around. That number is following me.
Well, that number is pertinent. How long has this been going on?
For 4 years since I had this incredible vertigo one morning when I woke up and the whole room was spinning.
Uh-huh.
And I was feeling like a download or something. I hate to use the word download, but my brain was spinning, it felt.
Okay.
And my wife said, oh, I'm calling the ambulance right away, I'm calling the doctor. I said, no, leave me alone just for a few minutes. So 6 hours later, I struggled out of bed. And ever since then, it's been 3:33 on the dot every morning. And sometimes I just get up, I find myself sleepwalking, I wake up, I'm outside looking at the stars.
Really?
And I can't believe it, and I'm freezing. And I'm wondering, what the heck is going on? What's wrong? Or
well,
what's
it's funny,
good?
It's funny that you said. It's funny that you said like you were being downloaded. You know that you woke up with vertigo and that you felt that you were being downloaded, like somehow information or something was instilled into you somehow. You know, and as a result of that, did your routine change? In other words, waking up at 3:30, was that happening? Did it start happening after that, right, or before that?
Right after that, it's as if suddenly I had to wake up at 3:30. It doesn't matter what time I go to bed. I might wake at 3:33 on the dot.
Yep. That's very,
very,
very
bizarre.
You know, I got to tell you something. When you, you know, if you go to my website and my number's there, tomorrow or the day after, give me a call, all right? I'd like to discuss that further because that is extremely pertinent. The way it's happening to you is pertinent, but what's more pertinent is the fact that what brought it on to begin with.
Also, at times during the day when I'm writing an email, I'm just getting these huge vibrations in my skull as if I'm having an earthquake in my head. And I'm a pretty rational, down-to-earth fellow. I'm not one of these, I hate to use the term New Age, but one of these gurus who does all this stuff. That's not me. I do meditate quietly on my own. But.
I said you're pretty cut and dry. You don't have a lot of gray hair in your life, you know? You know, you like I said, your quiet time is important to you, you know? There's something more going on here. Something more, and it is pertinent. And by the way, you don't have high blood pressure, do you?
No, I'm in perfect
health. I didn't think so. The buzzing is interesting. The whole scenario with the vertigo. And by the way, how long did that vertigo last?
Well, it lasted for quite a few hours. And funny you should say buzzing, because after that I feel like this buzzing in my ears, like a ringing in my ears. So I went to the doctor and I said, do I have tinnitus?
No.
And he tested my ears left, right, and center. And he said, no, you're fine.
Yeah, you
said,
don't
can you give me something?
No.
Take care of that buzzing in my ears? And he said, what do you want? And you're fine. I said, okay, thanks, doc. See you later. I'll never come back to you again.
What do you, what do you want?
That's, that's not a tinnitus. That's something else. I really would like you to talk to me, all right?
Okay, I shall. Thank you.
I mean,
can I get
you
your website?
Yeah, the number's on the website. The number is 815-498-9065. It's also on the website.
Yeah, joehu.com.
Okay. Okay? I have to, because there's things I want to tell you that I think are for your ears only, okay? And the number is extremely pertinent. The scenario that would brought it on is important, but after that is more important, you know? Some people have vertigo like that, and a lot of times it's caused by a virus. And if you turned your head one way, it would go away, and if you turned your head the other way, it would come really strong. That's the test of the virus. But that's not what happened to you. It wasn't viral. It was an incident.
Okay.
It was an incident.
It was an incident?
Yeah. Yep, it was an incident.
Okay, I better take down your number then. This is urgent.
Yeah.
I kind of had that,
well,
you know,
thank
I'm
you very,
not,
very much.
All right, thank you.
I'm not psychic.
498-9065.
498-9065?
Yes, it's Illinois.
And that's joehu.com, so,
yes,
so you can
Joe
find
is one
it.
Word, joehu.com.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Chris.
Have a good evening.
Yes.
You too, Chris.
You know, that, yeah, I mean, I do believe everybody is psychic. I mean, obviously not as skilled as you, Joe, but...
that was injected into him. Something injected that into him.
I agree.
Yes,
I got that.
Significant.
That was... and I'm not really gifted like that, and like you are. So, yeah, wow, that was interesting.
I've heard something like this before. That's what really kind of threw me.
Yeah, and it does seem like vertigo is often associated with some experiences like that. I've known that some other people. Let me give the number again, since we've given a lot of numbers on the site. Let me call in number 888-627-6008. It's 888-627-6008. Joe, I like that you are going to be talking to him later. I mean, this is the hallmark of someone who cares about people and the people he works with. I mean, that's quite a generous offer. Really appreciate that.
Oh, you know, it's interesting because it's extremely pertinent to him. And, you know, I'm on the fence as whether it's a positive or negative issue. That's why I want to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and it you know, these things sometimes you just need a little bit more information or to you know, find a little bit more background and really sometimes it's what the person makes of it. So I hope that you do get to talk to him and can help him with that.
I can tell you this, he will call me.
I totally agree.
I'm not going to charge him because there's things he needs to know.
Right. I would agree with that.
Joe, you mentioned something about the 97%, 3%. Well, you didn't quote 97, but you said that 3%. Is that that you think that, or you're saying that 3% of people are evil, or maybe I misunderstood.
3% of the entities on this planet are evil.
Yeah, I shouldn't say people.
And that's what their journey is. That's what they long to be. You know?
But 97% of people are...
But the greatest gift we have is free will.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, if you're going to make your journey to the center, you know, I mean, it's free will. One thing that bothers me, I know there's some psychic out there and intuitives that says, oh, well, you're married. You've been married 20 times, and you've been married to each other 30 times. That's a lie. You know, it's like having a kindergartner repeating the kindergarten for 10 years. You're not going to learn anything. You know, you can only come back the same way one time. You can come back as a woman or a man because your soul has no gender. There's times people have been here as a woman, and there's times they've been here as a man. So let's say you're married to your wife, and then you guys pass on, and you come back again, and fine. Then you would be, if you were the husband, you'd be the wife, and she'd be the husband. After that, you'd come back as friends, relatives, work associates, all kinds of things, but not the same way more than once. You'll
that
never
does
learn
seem
that
like a waste of time and
That's
effort,
right.
doesn't
you'll
it?
Never, you'll never learn that way. You know, and your soul learns, too. You know, a lot of people believe, you know, you live, you die, go heaven or hell, and Catholics have purgatory and limbo. Well, they don't have limbo anymore. They must have got a memo from God. They did away with limbo. But the thing is, getting to the center is a working process. I think it's rather arrogant to think one lifetime in this world is give you enough knowledge to sit before the center with that infinite wisdom and education and knowledge. That's impossible. It's like having a kid in first grade and trying to give him a college curriculum, and it isn't going to work.
Right, right. Definitely, yes.
I like that metaphor. Yeah, that's
it's true.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're absolutely right. I mean, one lifetime isn't enough. Probably 1,000 isn't enough.
Yeah, that's why I say the younger souls and the older souls. I can't say old and young. You know, on a scale of 1 to 10, the youngest soul I've ever seen here is about a 3.5, and the oldest soul I've ever seen is about an 8. You know, and people say, well, you know, do you have to be an old soul to move on? No. Once you fulfill, you know, your lesson, you move on. There are younger souls that fulfill their lesson and move on. There's older souls that fulfill their lesson and move on. Some come back to help others through.
Now you've been talking with Ruth Ann and I, you know, just in general here. Do you make the same connection with people that you make when people call in and whatnot? Do you make that with just people that you're talking to day to day, as weather, you know, kind of thing?
Yes. Yes.
How do you deal with that?
As a personality, you know. You're a very even-keeled guy, you know, and sometimes what people see on the outside is not what goes on the inside with you, okay? Do I think you have a poker face? No. I'm just saying that the things that are inside you, you are remarkably private, and you don't share them with very many people. It takes you a long time to trust a person enough to be able to expound on that, and a lot of times you don't even do that. You know, when things bother you, you know, I would ask you who you talk to, you know, because you have to be able to vent somewhere or discuss it with somebody. And that's something that you've learned recently.
I would say that's that's pretty accurate. That's very interesting.
If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. But I don't think
so. No, you're not. No, you're absolutely not. No.
Yep. Now where are you from originally?
From Alabama.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Here most
you're in Alabama now also.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I was in it. I like Alabama. It's really nice. I went to a little restaurant and I ordered eggs, and the girl looks at me and says, "Don't you want any meat with that?" And I go, sure. You know, she said it so matter of fact. I said, "I better order." Her boyfriend was there. He looked like a big sumo wrestler. Says, "Yeah, sure. What do you want? You know, what do you suggest?"
I guess you must have looked like you needed some meat with those eggs, right?
I guess I don't know, but she was. They're really nice people. You know, I mean, I love people. I don't care where they're from. You know.
Yes. Yes, I understand.
Well, how do you deal with that? Just you know, I mean. If you're just talking, I mean, you got that much just talking to me. I mean, how do you deal with that? You know, you see the guy at the drive-thru or you see the, you go to the cleaners.
To deal with? You know what's the hardest? This is going to crack you guys up. You know, when I go shopping, you know, I'll go shopping at night or I go shopping in the evening because I'm busy all day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'll go shopping and let's say there's people in there and they've got their child in the basket and, you know, and the child's being unruly or the woman's at a breaking point. And, you know, all of a sudden she starts reprimanding the kid, you know, or whatever, and the kid's crying. Well, you know what? I see her anger, but I see more the emotion of the child. And I want to turn around and say, "Don't you know what you're doing?" But I can't, you know?
Yes, that is very, very hard.
It is hard.
I have seen that happen, too. And many times it's at a time when the poor child was exhausted. And what did you think he was going to do?
That's right.
You know, so, yes, I would agree with you there.
Yeah. So,
well,
you know.
I would ask too. I mean, I would assume that you don't too, because the person didn't ask you. I mean, you know, the person didn't talk to you probably. And that brings up a good point. If you hear the person talking to someone else, do you still pick up the same way?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
You know, I gotta tell,
everybody's
tell
different.
A story.
So.
Can I tell you a little story?
Sure.
I grew up in Chicago, all right? And as I got older, I kept moving further and further away from the city. I love Chicago, don't misunderstand me. But I wanted to get out in the country, you know? So I'm west of O'Hare Field, about 40 miles, you know? And I'm in a little town called Sominuc, Illinois. And I got 5 acres, and I built a very unique house. And there was a little restaurant, and some friends that were helping with building on this house, you know, I took them out to dinner. And the hostess, you know, sat us down, and it was my buddy Jeff and my buddy Bill and myself, and we're sitting there talking, and I kept hearing a lady saying, ask her what happened to my rings. And to the next table, there was these 4 elderly women talking. I thought, you know, she was talking to the other about the rings. They kept getting louder and louder and louder, and I looked over, and it wasn't them. And I'm getting kind of uneasy. So when the waitress came in, and I said, excuse me, that hostess there, you know her, don't you? She goes, yeah, she's my mom. And I said, can you bring her over here? I'd like to ask her a question. She looked at me funny. And I says, hi. And she says, well, is there a problem? I says, no. Can I ask a question? And she says, yeah. Did your mom pass away? She says, oh, you read it in the obituaries? I says, no. I says, no, I just I'm building a house out here. And she looked at me funny. And she says, well, you know, what are you, psychic? I says, well, as a matter of fact, I am, but that's not what I'm asking you. I keep hearing this lady in my ears, and it's getting louder and louder, and I can't enjoy myself, asking me to ask you what happened to her rings. She wanted to know what happened to her rings. And she looked at me, and her mouth dropped open, and she just hesitated. And I said, if I'm wrong, I'm sorry, I didn't mean anything. She said, no. She said, to save peace with my sisters, when my mom passed away, I buried her with her rings. And I said, she wanted you to have them, and then it stopped. And that's, honest to God, that's true.
Wow.
And it freaked me out, because I was just trying to eat my hamburger, you know?
Well, see, that's a case where you're trying to, I mean, you're not trying to do this, it just comes to you.
It just happens.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's one thing when you're trying. Do you think that, does it matter the information that you get when you're working with I'm trying to figure out the best way to frame this question. When you're working with a client, is the information that you get more specific, or do you think it's more specific when you're just meeting people casually?
It's specific either way. Yeah. You know, when people tell me, don't tell me you think anything bad, I says, you know, then I can't do the appointment because it comes out and I can't stop it. You know, I might be able to cut down on it. You know, I'll give an example. I had a lady call the radio show, and she was for 2 years seeing specialists all over the place, and they weren't helping her. And I looked at, you know, and I said to her, I says, all right. And what came to me, I says, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to think I'm insane, but please listen. I said, I have a doctor I want you to see. He's not going to know what you have, but he's going to send you to a doctor who will. And she says, you know, and I says, I know that sounds crazy. She says, Joe, for 2 years I've been all over the country. I said, I have nothing more to lose. So I gave the name of the doctor, who happened to be a biochemical specialist in biochemistry of the brain. Okay? He was a neurobiopsychiatrist. Okay? He had a suspicion. He sent her to this other specialist, and it discovered a malignancy on a pituitary. They took it out. They removed it. She's fine. If 6 more weeks, she would have been gone.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm glad you sent her there then.
Yeah.
Well, I have a different kind of question for you.
Sure.
When you – I understand how these things – well, I have a good idea how they come to you, but my question is do you work with guides? Do you work with God? Do you work with, I mean, what is your framework for, you know, confirming things and knowing what to say?
Well, first
of
all the gifts that are given to us are given us by God. Okay? It's your free will what you do with them. Okay? You know, I've done radio in the Bible Belt, and, you know, they ask me how long I've been recruiting for the devil. It really upsets me. You know, if I was recruiting for the devil, I'd be the worst.
You won't find that here, so.
No, but I'm saying, you know. And I said, have you ever read 1 Corinthians 12-14? And all of a sudden, they would expound this other chapters. And the host said, wait a minute, he asked you first, have you read them? She said, no. I said, well, read them and then come back. You know, that part of the Bible says, you know, to all God gave certain gifts, some the gift of knowledge, some the gift of compassion, some the gift of insight. All the gifts that are given to you are given to you by the center. It's your free will what you do with them. Do I believe in God? Absolutely. Science is fickle, you know. you know, our brains are wired to see in two. Our eyes are wired to see in two dimensions, yet we perceive in three. Scientists has no idea why. Scientists know what electricity does. They don't know what it is. I mean, there's all kinds of things like that they take for granted, you know. And when they say they don't do any research, especially government on ESP, that's a lie. And trust me on that one.
Right, right. Oh, yeah. I just wondered because I know several people who, you know, do, you know, feel that what they get from God, and then some that don't. But either way, many work with other guides as well. And I didn't know if that was your framework or if
well,
you
since,
just...
you know, there's only one God. I mean, there's only one center. I mean, and there's, you know, like in the Indian culture, you know, they're polytheistic. No, not really, because all the different gods are manifestation of a single God. You know, and they'll tell you that, you know. So, I mean, but, yeah, there's two gods, the God of light and the God of dark. Which one do you choose? I'm not stupid, you know.
Right,
okay.
Well,
I just had to ask
I don't
that.
Bungee jump, you know. I'm not dumb. It's not for me.
Well, I'm not going to bungee jump, that's for sure.
Absolutely not. No, it's, I mean, you know, a lot of people, I find it interesting, talking with psychics, you know, that have been on the show, I and I'm glad Ruthanne asked that because I was kind of curious about it, their spiritual framework, because, you know, it seems that they all, it's funny, they don't ever seem to be a particular religion, they don't ever seem to be a particular mindset necessarily, it's just more of a generic, you know, God slash creator slash universal, you know, however you want to, universal conscious, whatever you want to describe
that. I'd say the center.
Yeah, the center. Okay,
that's what I call it, the center. I mean,
there seems to be a
bristle at the word God. So I say the center. You know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting that seems to be a unifying theme. We have time to take one or two more calls. I'm going to go ahead and get the number again. It's 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008.
You know, I was raised. You know, my mom and dad are obviously Italian Catholics. So I was raised Catholic. And I remember when I was in second grade, because I went to Catholic school, I had to go for my first Holy Communion. So I had to go for my first confession. And I was all nervous about it, and I told my mother, I says, you know, what it's about. And she says, well, you've got to tell the priest your sins. I says, you know, I don't know what sins you have at second grade. And and I says, why? She says, so he can talk to God and get him, you know, relief for you. I says, no. I says, well, why? My mother goes, because he's a priest. I says, no, how did he become a priest? He went to school. So I thought about it. I said, Mom, if I go to school and become a priest, can I talk to God? She looked at me and she said, Joey, you can talk to God any damn time you please.
I had the same experience. I was raised Catholic, and I had the same experience. I remember in second grade trying to think, okay, what have I done, really? You know?
You've got to think.
I ended up sort of not really making up something, but I kind of elaborated on the truth. I said that I had stolen some cookies, which was kind of true. But, you know, not that I just simply had taken them out of the cupboard when I wasn't supposed to. Really wasn't stealing.
It wasn't. You know, and we're innocent. I mean, come on. You know, they say kids are cruel because they're remarkably honest. That's true. You know, people don't realize that when children lie, it's because their parents teach them to lie. Did you do that? Yeah, they'll whack them or they'll punish them. Well, how many times do you think the kid will do that before they say, well, I got to admit that anymore. So I said, you know, say, okay, I'm glad you told me, and this is why it's wrong. Treat them that way, and they won't lie to you. People, you know, parents can teach your children lie, not even knowing, not even realizing it.
Well, that's definitely true.
Yeah.
We have a theory in, you might get in trouble for what you did, but if you tell me the truth, the trouble is not going to be anything like it would be if you did it and you lied.
That's
so.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, when we're born, we're not born in a plastic bag with instructions, please read before using. You know, we're experiential beings. We're learning.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, yes, yes. I think that's why so many people who do have various gifts don't really come into who they are until later in life, you know, in 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever. It takes a while to...
That's right. You know, I always tell people I'm too old to grow up, you know? I'm too old to grow up. You got the rest of your life to get old. You think old, you get old.
And what fun would it be anyway, right?
Yeah, that's right.
You mentioned something about, was it your mother or was it your, I think it was your mother. She said that she still criticizes old people.
My mother's 90. She's 91 years old. She complains about old people and she still drives. She says, Joey, I got to save money for when I get old. I says, Ma, you are old. And she gets mad at me. Growing up, she says, Joey, remember, you can't lie to me because my mother has a gift too. And I said, that's right, Ma, you can't lie to me either. You know? So It was kind of funny.
No, I was
my brother
say,
and sister,
that would be an interesting
one of them.
Childhood.
Yeah, my brother and my sister never had the ability. My father's father did, and my father's father's brother did. So it's on both sides of my family. My brother was an artist. Believe it or not, I studied opera. I sang professionally as a kid. Okay, and I couldn't draw a straight. I couldn't draw a straight line. My brother could look at your face and draw and paint a perfect portrait. You know, and my sister was a teacher, and I got into music, and then. You know, I went to a music college, and then I got into an apprenticeship unit and become an electrician. Then I got into robotics and robotics engineering, and so I've done a lot of different things. But psychic, I always was. To me, it was no big deal. I mean, I ever thought it was a career. I would never thought in my wildest dream I'd ever wind up on the radio. It was like 35 years old before this. I said, you know, you idiot, this is what you're supposed to be doing.
Well, it came naturally to you, so I can see why you wouldn't think of it as something.
Yeah, you know, it's like walking. I mean, you don't think about it, you just do it.
Right.
You know, something interesting that I've seen happen over the past a few weeks. You know, my grandmother, who she's 90 as well, she's dealing with some serious health issues, and you know, she's I think unwittingly become more psychically astute. And I say more, I mean,
is
like
your grandma
still
as stubborn as she used to be?
She's a stubborn woman. I like, yeah.
Loving but stubborn.
Yes, absolutely. Stubborn okay. is a that's a. If there were a stronger word, I'd use it. But she seems privy to information sometimes that there's no way now. You know, as she gets very old, you know, she's 90 and, you know, having issues. And, you know, she'll ask questions like, oh, did you get this or something like that? And it was no way that she knew anything about it.
That's right.
And that's just started very recently. It's very interesting.
That is interesting.
You know,
We go through these phases. You know, if you're in a heightened state of emotions, your ability to perceive is going to come up accordingly. Absolutely true.
Well.
You know, the problem is today, the volume of the outside world is so loud. On any course of a day, in your waking hours, how much are you being force-fed? Cell phones, television, radio,
yes.
commercials, yada, yada, this, that, and the other. You know, people have to try to reestablish that and turning down the volume of the outside world and turning up the volume of the inside world.
Absolutely. And then we wonder why we get so stressed and irritable and so forth, and we don't have a moment's peace.
No. You know, and it's sad and it's unfortunate. You know, years ago, our forefathers, I mean, what did they do? They didn't come into their cabin, start a fire, and turn on the TV or work on the computer. They communed. They talked. They imagined. You know, everything
True.
Is so force-fed to us now, the imagination is not being used, and that's a dangerous precedent.
Yes, that is true. That is true.
It is. Well, Joe, we're coming in into the show here, or the end of this hour, and I'd just like to, first of all, joewho.com, we're going to link to it as well, but anything that you'd like to share, any final thoughts or ways that people can, how people can get a hold of you?
Sure. People have asked me, Joe, do you know what kind of people you talk to? Well, I talk to nuclear physicists, microbiologists, priests, nuns, rabbis, Hasidic Jew, you name it, I've talked to them. You know, it's just another way of information gathering. And by the way, corporations utilize me.
Yes.
I will go into that. The next time we talk, I'll tell you a whole thing that you guys have no clue, you know, you've never heard before. But some of the Fortune 100 and Fortune 500 companies use my services. You know, but if you want a session with Johu, you can go to my website. It's johu.com. And on the homepage, it says, click here for a session with Chicago Psychic Johu. And it takes you to a page that you can either use PayPal, whatever major credit card you have, it accepts worldwide credit cards. I mean, there's credit cards I never even heard of before, but it accepts those too. You know? And it's that simple. And then, then we set up the appointment. I offer either a 30-minute or a 60-minute session.
That's,
and if you're in the area, in Illinois, or relatively close by, we can also set up a personal session when you're in front of me. It doesn't matter, though, because I talk to people all over the world.
Right.
Yeah, you don't have to be in front. You can,
no,
you can just talk to them
as long
on the
as
phone.
I hear your voice.
Right.
And if I don't know something, I'm going to ask a question, you know?
Right. That's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need to come prepared to these sessions. You can't just say, well, just what do you think? you know?
Yes, that was interesting. You described Robert pretty well there.
What's the month of your birth?
January.
No, the lady.
Oh, February.
And what? I'm sorry, what's your first name?
Ruth Ann.
That's it, Ruth Ann. Well, you're an old soul, Ruth Ann. You're a very old soul. Okay, emotional, creative, you're always going to do better at night. You can actually be in love with more than one person at the same time. I'm not talking about affairs, but you have that capacity, you know. You got a temper, but you couldn't hold a grudge if your life depended on it.
Yeah, that's
you
me.
You tried. It doesn't work. You don't hold on to it. It doesn't work.
Yeah, I try, but, you know.
You know, and sometimes you're the world's caretaker, too, especially with family.
Yeah, sometimes. You got me there.
Yep. You know, and sometimes, you know, sometimes I got to be honest with you, you put things off and you shouldn't.
That's true too. You've got me there.
You got to work, absolutely. Especially lately. You've got to tighten up those loose ends you have.
Well, I think the problem I'm having lately is I've run out of hours in the day.
Did you notice that too? I don't know. You know, I'm sure I'm older than you guys. But what's funny is, you know, I only sleep 6 hours, and it's like as we get older, the time goes by faster. And I hear all these reasons for it, and I don't believe any of them. I just can't understand why it's happening.
But it's true. I swear the hours are getting shorter.
Yeah, when you're a kid, a summer's a lifetime. Now you blink your eyes, where'd the summer go?
That's exactly right. Exactly right. We appreciate so much you being on tonight.
Well, I'm glad you had me on. You're very nice people.
Thank you, and we appreciate it so much.
Absolutely. We hope to have you back, and yeah, it's been wonderful.
Next time we talk, we'll talk about some of the hauntings I've done.
Oh, I guess that would be
different than TV, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely. Love to. Sounds good.
Well, now, everybody, we're going to have a little bit of a change up here. We're going to switch to BBS Radio Channel 2 here in just a moment. Now, to do that, you can go to bbsradio.com, click on Station 2, and you can listen live there. If you continue listening on this channel, you won't hear us, so that's not going to work. So we're going to take a few-minute break here. You'll hear some music, and then they'll go on with the next show. So remember, go to bbsradio.com, click Station 2, and listen live over there.
And we have
Helena Olson
with us tonight, so please join us over there.
Station 2 here, so I hope everybody made the transition over. We're privileged this hour to have back Helene Olson. We had quite a lot of trouble, technical issues last time with Helene, so hopefully we can have a smooth run here. And we don't need to tell people about the website, Ruth Ann, I think, because we told them last time. And it's well-rounded corners, though. Free shows, go get the archives, every show free. And Helene, thank you for coming back on. Thank you, and sorry for all the trouble we've had getting you on this evening.
Oh, believe me, I work with free internet radio. I know what it's like, Robert, and I really appreciate you having me back on, so thank you.
Oh, Helene, Network, can you turn her up a little bit? She's
Is that better?
Yeah,
there
much
we go. Better. Okay. My theory is that you were supposed to come back, so we had to have some technical troubles so that we, you know, have a good excuse to say, please, please, please come back.
That's sweet. I'm happy to be here. You guys are so lovely. It's so much fun to talk to you.
Oh, I thoroughly enjoyed speaking to you last time, and so I was really looking forward to getting you back, and I'm glad it all worked out tonight. And so can you tell us, just to remind everyone, just a little bit about yourself, just whatever you'd like to share with us so we can get started?
Well, I guess in a nutshell, it really has been an amazing journey, and sometimes it's been a roller coaster ride, really, because I think that what happened to me has happened to many other people, but I don't think it's that common, and that was that I had tarot cards as a minor hobby throughout my 20s and 30s, and then very late in life, in my mid-40s, really, it was like a spontaneous opening, as they call it, just landed on my head in the middle of a supermarket one day without any forewarning, without any preconceived idea of what would happen. I had an aunt that passed away from me years before just pop up on this movie screen in my head and start talking to me, and I was really in a place where I thought I lost my mind, Ruthann. I had no idea what was going on.
I so identify with that. Go ahead.
Oh, do you really? Okay. So, you know, the first 6 months was really horrifying. I can't begin to tell you how difficult it is and how I would never wish this kind of opening on anyone, because it's having that third eye open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week without end, and all kinds of entities and experiences and things walking through it at all times. It's very concerning. It's very imbalancing. It's sort of like not even knowing where you are on the planet or in the universe. And all of the information was so new to me. I had no one to talk to about this except my beloved husband, who absolutely supported me and did everything he could. But it really got to the point at one time where I really thought I was going to end up in the hospital. And, you know, I have a family, and so, you know, when you don't understand what's going on and you want to see all these interesting things, it's really easy to get lost in it. What do you think of that, Ruthann? Did you go through something similar?
Well, I mean, I've always had this since I had, you know, been, oh, what would you say, different, I guess, ever since I was a child. So I wouldn't say it was a spontaneous opening later, but becoming much more sensitive at various times has been, well, the way you described it was much more intense than what I would say. Mine was more gradual, but I just feel for you. It sounds very traumatic, and I definitely do understand how you're supposed to be rooted in the people around you and doing what you need to do, and there's all this other information coming in, and it absolutely can be very overwhelming. How did you learn to process it and deal with it and, you know, get it to where you could, you know, live?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, I look back on it now, and I will say that the first 6 months was horrifying. It was baptism by fire, if you want to put it that way. And the thing is that it is the best thing that ever happened to me. You know, all my life, I always wanted to help people. I always felt that, you know, people were constantly saying to me all the time, "How did you know that? You're psychic." And I just, you know, I just looked at it, oh, woman's intuition, I'm a mother, what do you expect, you know, that kind of thing. I never took it very seriously. But when all of this happened, it's an amazing experience. I got to the point where I just couldn't handle it anymore. And I actually went to talk to a clergy person, who I will not name, who looked at me and said, "I understand your experience." And I was dumbstruck, you know, really.
Wow.
And the simple thing they said to me was, "Angels are not God. You don't have to say yes to everything." I went, "Really?" Because I kept thinking that I had to keep saying yes, that it would be a sin to say no to an angel, you know. And from that point, I really got it, that I could set up my own boundaries, that I could sort of keep this in its place as it was appropriate, that I could somehow talk to them in between doing things and, you know, all of that. And once I heard that statement, it was just an epiphany to me. And that's when I really started to get control of it. And I did eventually find many other metaphysical people to talk to and did a lot of reading and things like that. So
I am so glad that you did. I have met, they seem to be coming lately to me, and I find that I have students that, you know, seem to have a lot of gifts and have had really traumatic experiences with them, and so they're often in their 30s or 40s and just now learning to, you know, be happy with it and be okay with that, and how not to be, as you described, so overwhelmed with it. So I'm so glad you found what you needed to help you.
I did, and it's been an amazing journey, and I wouldn't trade one minute of it. I really wouldn't. One thing that's interesting about angels that I think that some people kind of miss, I have deep respect for all of the people who read angel cards and who receive data downloads and do amazing readings. But when you're an open channel, in a really open channel, and you're hearing the voice and feeling the full energy of angels, I have to tell you, it's extremely overwhelming. They're very, very powerful entities. And they come across in a very direct, no-nonsense, no-frills way, you know. So it feels kind of overwhelming to understand that, no, they're not in charge of us. They're trying to assist us, you know. And
yes.
So I think that aspect of angels sometimes gets missed by people who are doing readings and receiving information from them, but their channel's a little bit different. Does that make
yes.
sense to you, Ruthian?
Oh. Absolutely, and mm-hmm. and I think since we all take in information and process it different ways, that mm-hmm. You know, I know people who, you know, see things. Some people feel things, hear things, taste things, hear music, you know, in so many different ways. And so, you know, I think it's partly getting used to your own. Wouldn't you say that, Robert? You know, you
I
get
think
used
so.
To
yeah, I mean,
how you take
I,
in your own.
Yeah, most of my interest in this, or not interest, I should say, exercise of discipline would be, or exercise in the discipline of remote viewing. I put a lot of that, you know, I'm very big into that and practice that frequently. And I mean, would you consider remote viewing in that same field that you do, Aline, a type of psychic work? Or
Oh, absolutely. I mean, let's face it, energy is everywhere. And we don't have to be next to anything to connect to energy far, far away, whether it's different dimensions, whether it's a house, you know, on the other side of the country. It doesn't matter. And I do some remote viewing. Sometimes it pops up automatically when I'm doing a reading. I don't focus a lot of energy in that, but I personally believe that every single person is intuitive and psychic and that you're going to use your gifts whatever way they're given to you, and that's it. Remote viewing is something, though, that people can really learn to do and actually strengthen.
Absolutely.
And I don't know how far you've studied, Robert, but I haven't studied hardly at all. It just is a natural gift I have sometimes, but I don't make it a practice to remote view every single person or things like that.
Well, yeah, we've had Courtney Brown on several times, and you know, I'd been interested in it a bit before that, and yeah, it's a very fascinating field. We're going to go ahead and open up the lines, and, you know, you can call in and ask Aline a question. Toll-free number is 888-429-5471. That's 888-429-5471. And, Aline, when you – I asked this with Joe in our last segment there, but do you – when you're just having conversations with people, do you – pick up on this information as well, just as though you were having a session or dealing with a call-in caller?
I used to. I've made it a big practice to stay sort of closed down a lot of the times because actually you and Ruth and Ian both know how it is difficult it can be to actually walk into a supermarket and start getting information about someone.
Very much.
I'm not interested. I have enough of my own world of worry going on in my own house. I don't need to know a stranger's difficulty or happiness. I'm not interested in their personal business, you know. And so I think you do reach a balance where you have to just open when it's necessary to open most of the time.
That makes life a lot more pleasant and simpler, doesn't it?
It does, but it took me a long time to get control like that. And even now, we had a conversation earlier, Ruth Ann, even now, even if I'm not thinking about being open or anything and a message has to come through, it comes through anyway. You know, there really isn't any blocking that. If your guides or your angels really have something they want to say, they're going to come through.
Absolutely, and get more insistent and insistent as they go. So,
right.
And arguing doesn't really help the situation, saying, no, really, I don't want to say that. No, I really. It just makes it worse. So.
Yeah, you can't – yeah, absolutely. We have a call on line one for Helene. Karen, you there?
It's me, Robert. Kara. Hi.
Oh, okay.
Hi, they Kara.
It's a friend of mine.
Hi.
They said they said Karen from the network, so. Okay, Helene.
Hi, Kara.
Hello.
Hello. How are you tonight? Do you have a question?
Oh, boy. I got so many questions, but I won't want to keep you too long. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm fine. How are you? You sound totally overwhelmed, and that's not a psychic assessment.
Yes.
Yeah, you could say that.
Well, what would be your primary question, I guess, your biggest one, the one you want to know the most?
Okay, well, my very best friend and I have some, it's kind of hard how to phrase this, we have some long-lost friends from the New Orleans area, and I'll just say that they're very magical beings. Mm-hmm. Not exactly human. I don't know if I want to go into what they are, really, but they're physical, and they're magical. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of enemies ourselves, too, and our friends as well, that are after us. Long story as to how we know that. But we are actually just wondering how the heck to get messages, even psychic messages, to them, and if you could maybe sense, like, around, like, what's the best way to contact them? Because, like, our messages keep getting blocked. It's crazy.
Okay, first of all, this is a very, very complex issue. This is way more than what you're talking about, number one. Number two, you just made a contradictory statement, which is they're our friends, but they're our enemies. So which is it, Kara? Are these these people are your friends and others are blocking them? Or
yes, they're our friends.
These people are not your friends?
Well, our enemies are – sorry, I'm sorry. We have enemies too. The ones that we're trying to find are our friends. They're not our enemies at all.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, you're saying that they are in physical form, though, right?
Yes.
Okay. And are they walk-ins?
Mm-hmm. They are.
Because I'm getting real big walk-in energy. And I'm getting three people. Is that correct?
Wow, yeah. There is definitely three in particular that we're trying to get in contact with.
Yeah. Now, you're saying that outside forces are blocking your messages to them?
Yes.
I'm not getting that. I'm getting that the messages are being blocked, but I'm getting that they are the ones who have the big shields and walls up because they were being bombarded by other people. So they're not really trying to block you particularly, they're just trying to keep the psychic messages at a minimum. Does that make any sense to you?
It does. Makes perfect sense.
So how can you find these people in physical form rather than trying to send psychic messages?
Yeesh, probably going to New Orleans. But I have to
why do you have to
go down
to
there.
Why do you have to go there though?
They
must.
They're not big
they
on
must.
Technology.
They. I'm getting that they're very. They're very of habit. That they're very routine. That there are certain stores, restaurants, places where they kind of hang. And so it might be possible to call a few of those places and ask for them.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. We didn't think of that, but yeah, worse than anything because they don't really. I don't know if they're online. If they are, they're very hard to find.
Mm-hmm. But they're in that area, and they're frequenting certain places, some of which you already know. And so there are friends of friends who know who they are that you could sort of make a contact that way.
Very good.
Okay, try that route,
Kara. Need to get some dire.
These people.
Thank you very much.
The three of them are very connected. They totally understand each other's journey and experience, and they're very tight. And so I believe that at least two of them were together on the other side and are very connected and very clear on that past connection. And the third one may have joined them, but they're very magical and very energetic people. And so you're going to have to try a little harder to get to them. They're definitely very careful about who they receive energy and messages from. And so I think that's why you're having trouble getting through, because they just sort of had to block a lot of stuff.
Okay. And is there any way you can tell if they are aware that, for example, we are in trouble and need their help?
No, I'm not getting that, because they're not receiving your messages, so I'm not getting that they're really paying attention or aware that you're in trouble right now. What kind of trouble are you in? Someone's attacking you?
That's definitely part of it.
Have a message for you, okay? And the message is something that I'm not sure you want to hear, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. Okay, is that all right, Kara?
That's fine.
Okay. You need to be more cautious with what you're playing with. Energy and psychic ability is not something to sort of joke around with. It's very serious in my mind. It can become very dangerous, and it's something that you really need to get into the habit of practicing all of your spiritual protection and being very cautious about what you get involved with. Before you get involved with any person on a magical level, you need to go in and ask your guides if this person is approved or not. And you will receive clear guidance on that, and then you have to pay attention to that. I mean, part of you, Kara, is very childlike, which is lovely. You know, you just have fun, and you enjoy all this stuff, and you love it. But when you're not cognizant of what's for your best good, you can get into some trouble, Kara, okay? And it's not that you meant to be in trouble. It's not that you tried to. It's just that the way I'm getting this information is that you weren't clear enough in how to be strong in your own protection, okay?
Interesting.
Does that make sense to you?
That's some very good advice. It definitely does. It's something that I've been, to say the least, dealing with my whole life, because I was born with certain gifts that it runs in my family.
Yeah, but you're so open and you're so nice and you're so Pollyanna about some of the stuff, and that's not how the world is. You know, not everybody uses their psychic abilities only for the light and for good. Am I making any sense, Ruth Ann?
Oh, I was. Thank you so much. Yes, that's exactly what I was over here thinking. Yes. Please. Please be careful.
Yes. Yes.
I think it's always good to be careful with, just in general. You know, I mean, and it's so hard to know the intentions of others. Very hard to read that.
Oh, it's hard to read, but Kara's gifted, and she can access that information. That's what I do.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes when we've been that way, and it's kind of natural to us, and we live in a society that tries to squelch that and doesn't give us guidance, that we can grow up not understanding exactly how much trouble we can get ourselves into, not by doing anything wrong, as Helene said, just not knowing how easy it is for others who may also be gifted in the same way or very different ways, or just predatory, how you can really get your... And you don't even notice it till you're in it is the problem. And so, as Helene said, I would definitely try to be very safe and careful and protect yourself.
That we definitely do, actually. As much as we can, like to the best of our abilities, we do. The trouble I was referencing is more from a past life, actually. Enemies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you have to understand, Kara, that what's happened around the planet is that this amazing shift of light and gateways have come onto the planet. And I don't like to speak about this topic because sometimes people aren't that interested, but In fact, when the gateways of light opened in the past year, really in a huge way, and all these shifts came through, guess what opened with the light? A lot of access to dark energy. You know, it just came right in with it. And a lot of my calls now are about people who are being taunted or pursued by minor demonic energy and just icky stuff.
And I think, too, you know, there's so much already here that I, you know, may not be something evil. There's just so much fear and frustration and there's so much of that as energies change and people feel threatened. And, you know, whether go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I'm sure you were going to say there's something related to what I would have said. So please.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I totally agree with you. And some of the calls I've gotten weren't even entities. They were the people's own thought forms.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
I'm saying that too, and it's really rather a challenge sometimes.
Oh. I actually have one more question, if you don't mind. It just came to me. Something I've been wanting to know for a long, long time. My grandmother, who passed away, had these gifts also, and she kept a book of shadows. But I didn't know that until after she died. And I have no idea how to find it now. I'm like 1,200 miles away from where I'm originally from.
So what is your question?
The old house that she... Sorry.
Go ahead. What is your question about her Book of Shadows?
If there's any way to ask her how to find it.
Her
old house has been sold, and I don't even exactly know sure where she put it in there.
Are you able to talk to her? Are you able to communicate with her?
I am. Sometimes, yes.
Okay.
Sometimes I think I need a little help to do that because
what I'm hearing is that
it can be very draining.
Yeah, what I'm hearing is that when you sit next to someone who's also a powerful channel, you know, another medium, this would be a great way to reach her because, you know, the energy connects. And the two of you, someone that you trust, can sit down and call on her, and she will step forward and give you the information.
Okay.
Does she need to be in? I guess the question I was going to ask on this is, do you have to do that in physical, you know, you have to be physically present with someone to do that kind of thing, or is this something that you can do, you know, remotely?
You can absolutely connect on the phone. I wouldn't say connect telepathically. I would say connect on the phone or in person and sit in meditation with that person who's a really good medium, and the two of you can connect to her together. And that will help you, Kara. I'm not getting her energy right at this moment, and I'm not sure that she would want to talk to anybody but you or a family member about this particular issue. This was a very private diary. Very private diary. This is a very private woman, the way I'm hearing it. And so
she was very private.
Yeah, you can access the information, but it's a very strong intent that you have to do. And just because you find it hard, a little bit more, you know, more, I don't know how to say it, require a lot more energy to do it, that connecting with another person who's also a medium who's able to do it will be the one that will sort of plug into your power and help you amp up for that. Yeah. But I'm hearing she was very private. I mean, she just didn't, I don't even think she had that many friends. I mean, she was so careful about what she said to people and who knew her business that I don't think she wants to give that information to anybody but you or someone she loved.
I agree. She was very private, especially that part of her was very, very private and hidden because, well, we grew up in the South. So.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Definitely.
Well, it was a pleasure to talk to you, Kara.
Nice to talk to you, too. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's. I'm always amazed at how quickly you can make that connection, Helene, to someone. After I get to know someone for a while, you start to kind of make a connection. You can kind of sense things and feel things. But I mean, to just be able to do it as quickly as you do, it astounds me.
Really?
Like I'll ever get.
I don't know. I think it's the idea of, and this is a very interesting point to make with people. Ruth Ann, you might agree with me on this. When you know someone really well, it's almost harder to get the information because your subconscious and your opinion and your judgment about that person isn't really clear. When
it's biased.
Yeah, it's definitely biased. So reading my mother is very difficult. Okay?
And I think people also get to where they, I don't know if block is the right word, but you may know a person very well, but many times we say, I just don't understand him or her. I think when you're around somebody a lot and you're very close to them, there's there may be parts of you that, especially when you do read people well, I think people that know you do that and are close to you, they keep that privacy, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I also think that sometimes we get thoughts about the people we love and we don't want to think them. We don't want to think that they are actually thinking of that thing. We don't want to see them in that light, And so it makes it a little harder to discern the information properly. And, a blank page, before I go on the radio, you're talking about doing this quickly, Robert. Before I go on the radio, I protect my energy and then I open my door to the information. And I think it takes practice. It's just practice over a long period of time in a lot of public venues, I think, is what sort of helps it. Practice helps everything,
That's true. That's true. I didn't think about the practice element of it, but yeah, certainly. This is your life. Well, we're going to have to take our commercial break. We're going to just take one more commercial break here. And I'm going to go ahead and give the number again so people can call in during the commercial break. We'll put you on back on the other side. The number is 888-429-5471. That's 888-429-5471. We'll be back here in a few moments with Helene.
Want to start a website but don't know how? No problem. The experts at OCS Solutions have you covered. We offer a complete range of internet services, from domain name registration, web hosting, and even our easy-to-use website building tool that allows you to create a website with just a few clicks and be live in minutes. Pick from thousands of templates and samples, upload your own content, or use a mix of both. It's entirely up to you. And don't worry, you won't outgrow OCS. We host websites both small and large. Domain names start at just $8 a year and come loaded with plenty of extras to get you started. Visit OCSDomains.com to learn more or call 1-800-672-8415. That's OCSDomains.com or call 1-800-672-8415. 8415.
Reiki is a Japanese relaxation technique that promotes healing and balance. It is a form of energy work that helps unblock areas that are affected by illness, stress, grief, anxiety, or other types of trauma, and it can be given in person or from the Reiki practitioner to the recipient at a distance. It is gentle and soothing and is simple to learn as well. Our bodies have the natural ability to maintain health and heal themselves when energy flows smoothly throughout our energy system. And Reiki works well either by itself or along with traditional or alternative medical treatments to help keep energy channels flowing and the mind and body in balance. I offer Reiki, the Ho Chi, and other types of energy sessions in my home in Florence, Alabama, as well as distance Reiki to any location in the world. I also teach Reiki classes from levels 1 through Karuna Reiki Master, as well as La Ho Chi. To learn more, please visit alabamareiki.com. That's alabamareiki.com.
And welcome back to Well-Rounded Corners. We are honored to have with us Helene. Just had a very interesting call that she helped someone on an issue, and she's here taking your calls. Let me give that number again before we get started again. It's 888-429-5471. That's 888-429-5471. Helene, welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about the information that you get and just how you have, you know, become, you know, practice at getting it that quickly. And you mentioned, too, about remote viewing. You do some – does this remote viewing that sometimes creeps in, does it just sort of automatically creep in, or do you sometimes do it specifically with your clients, or how does this work?
Well, I especially remote view buildings because I do energetic clearings of houses and buildings and land. And so in order to do that, I sort of have to send my energy there because I don't walk into these places physically. So it's kind of interesting. I am able to remote view buildings and places when I need to, when someone asks me to. I used to spend more time looking at the person physically and say, well, do you have, you know, short hair, or are you this tall, or whatever. And I don't really pay attention to that too much anymore, so I guess I kind of let it go unless it's a necessity for me to see something. But,
well, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that I have always had, and I was going to ask you if, since you just said that, you made me think of this. I am bad on bad about remembering people's names, and since I used to teach, that, you know, really was not a good thing. I can remember your energy forever. I remember eyes, I remember faces, but it's more the energy and that part of the person that I remember than the you know, what color hair or how tall or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I just wondered if you felt that way, or it was just curious. I was just curious.
I used to be phenomenal at names. I could meet someone once and meet them 5 years later and know their name and where I met them.
Wow.
And since I've reached a certain age, I've totally lost that ability.
Maybe that's my issue. Maybe that's it. Well, I'm going to still say that
It's not even the age, even. It's not even the age so much. It's that I meet so many people now, you just can't keep it all straight. I did want to answer another part of your question, Robert, about remote viewing. I do a lot of psychometry for Dr. John DeSalvo, who's written many books about various metaphysical topics. And so often when he has an object or an artifact, he doesn't send me a picture. He just says, I am holding a stone, I'm holding a map, I'm holding a sphere, whatever it is, and I can actually see the object. But I don't know if that's because I have a clear connection to him. Do you know what I mean? I don't get many calls like that just from the public. But with him, for some reason, and he's very energetic, I am able to see the object that way. And psychometry is fascinating because not only do you remote view the object, but you are able to pick up the energy and the history of it sometimes. It's very often he'll, you know, ask me about an artifact, and I'll still start getting a movie in my head about the approximate length of time it was ago and who these people are and what they look like. I'll pinpoint, you know, the country or close to the country of origin, the area of the world. And it's amazing the information that comes off of objects.
Helene, I want to ask you something. We had a caller on the previous hour that was talking about seeing the number 33. And I've had experiences seeing the number 11 a lot. I've had friends that have had that. You know, have you seen this trend or seen this in your work?
Boy, I got to say, in the past 7 or 8 years, it has been a real issue for many people, including me. They absolutely drive me insane turning my attention to the number 11, 11, 11, 111, 1212. It just goes on and on.
Same here.
Like I'm not thinking about the time. I'm cooking my dinner, and I just raise my head to the microwave clock, and it says 11:11. You know, it's like, stop. I start screaming, stop. I mean, it was so bad one time that about a year ago that I had a debit card and a credit card that both came with ending dates of 11/11. You know, it's like, what is this? Maybe that was a couple of years ago. You know, that was just, it can get crazy. And I think that when people look on the internet and try to discern what these sequences mean, you can go to 20 websites and you're going to get slightly different definition of what the sequence means. And in numerology, every number has a meaning and all of that. And so you can just discern all that. I use, I look at the number one as a number of spirituality, of connection to the divine, you know, of us being in oneness around the planet. But any other number sequence makes sense. I mean, three is a very powerful number. You know, they're all powerful in their own way. And I think it's just, our brains are being triggered to sort of pay attention to the universe, and you get all these people walking around going, why am I seeing 444? I don't understand. But really, they're being asked, I think, by and large, to find the spirituality, to connect to the oneness of the planet and so forth. Yeah.
Do you think this is a generic message, or do you think that these numeric messages hold certain personal messages for people?
I think it can be both. I also think that the entire universe is based on mathematical formula, and there is so much energy coming through to the planet right now that it's almost like the formulas and the numbers are manifesting in front of us, you know.
Yes.
So, you know, people can take their numbers as an absolute sign for themselves if that's how they're intuiting it. And that's fine. I mean, you can look at it any way you want, but I do feel it's all good, and I think it's all meant to turn our attention to something of a higher power than ourselves. Does that answer your question? That's the best I can come up with.
Well, no, I know. I mean, I know it's a tough subject, but...
there's no definitive answer.
It's the best information. Well, you're right. There is, I guess, no definitive answer, but that's some of the best info I've heard on it. I mean... I've heard all sorts of different theories, and really none of them seem to really explain it adequately or even try to. I mean, you know, but there is definitely a phenomenon there. I mean, I don't believe in coincidence, but I realize that, yes, I mean, you know, sometimes you look at the clock and maybe one out of five times or even two out of five times you could say, all right, you know, I just happened to look up and see it was that time, or I happened to have that kind of thing. But, not as many times as some people experience it. Can't be. I mean, you know.
Well, I don't know if it's my own intention that's turned it off, but at times when it's really driven me to distraction, I've absolutely stood there in the middle of my kitchen and just said, will you stop? I can't be doing this all day. Stop with the one. Stop with the one, two.
Yeah, and see, talking to your microwave stops. Is... You know, it's problematic.
It will stop for a couple of days, but that might not be the universe. That just might be my mind blocking it. You know, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, I can. Yeah. Well, you know. Pardon?
Well, I just have a mental picture of her telling her microwave clock to stop that. But, you know.
Yeah. Well, and then I thought, well, I've definitely spoken to many appliances, so I can that I got a picture of how normal that sounded to me, and how I wondered about why that would sound so normal to me. So, and you know, we Robert, could you give the number again so that if anyone would like to call in?
Yeah. Well, I know it's getting later, especially on the East Coast. But yeah, it's 888-429-5413. You know what? I'm going to give that. I screwed it up. It's 888-429-5471. That's 888-429-5471. It's a different call-in number than we're used to because this is a channel two, so that's also throwing things off a bit, I think. But yeah, I mean, do you think that with this number thing, do you think it's something that's just a recent thing, or you think this is maybe something that's always gone on throughout history, and it's just, you know, we're just more connected now so we can know about these kind of things?
I think that it's always gone on in the most minor degree that some people were affected by, but it is so pervasive right now, Robert. And people who don't think they're intuitive have asked me the question, I don't understand. What is it with this number? Am I supposed to be playing the lotto? I don't get it. You know? And it's like it's everywhere. everybody's sort of, not everybody, but a lot, a big percentage of people are getting this phenomenon going on.
Well, if you're playing the lotto with, if everybody's playing the lotto with 11, that's going to be phenomenally bad.
Everybody's going to win $1.
Yeah, what, I meant to ask you something that you mentioned with, and I understand this may be something that you can't answer, but when you mentioned the walk, what you call it, like a walk-in or a walk, yeah, you mentioned a walk-in on the previous caller.
Yes.
What did you mean by that? I'm not familiar with that term.
Well, a walk-in has different meanings to different people, but I'll give this example of a walk-in. A child, 2 years old, 3 years old, and I've heard this from a couple of clients over the years, basically has a very serious medical condition. And that soul decides that they don't want to stay. They will occasionally, and I don't think this is a common phenomenon, but occasionally that soul will walk out of the body and a new soul will walk into the body.
Hmm.
Now, there have been a couple of cases that I do not know intimately where they claim to have walked in much later in the person's life or walked in at the time that they were putting the soul in the fetus. In other words, they're not human. They are from another dimension. They either have not had much human experience and they want to get it, and so they're allowed to come into that physical body.
So when you say human now, okay, the kid that's being born, they're human. Do you take spirits and say, oh, this is a human spirit, this is a whatever, I don't know what even to quantify these things with, but is it the spirit that makes it human? Is it the human that makes it human? It's the physical being and the pairing makes it human? Yeah,
well, clarification. I guess what I'm trying to say is that there are multiple dimensions all around us. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it looks like a scene from Star Trek when I see some of these beings, you know. It's just, they're kind of human, but they're not humans the way we understand human. And their experience has been very, very different than ours, because most of us here on this planet have returned over and over. And even though we might have had other experiences in the universe, most of our experience is here. When I talk about walk-in, I talk about someone who hasn't really had much human experience. That doesn't mean they haven't studied humans or been in contact with humans, but they want to come in and have that experience. So they really like kind of, I hate to use this word because it's so awful, but alien energy, you know. And so that's the way I got Kara's friends.
Interesting.
And two of them came in together. They knew each other before, and they have clear memory of where they were and how they knew each other.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So how do these memories transfer? Maybe you don't know. It's just interesting how you can have that memory from – see, I've always wondered how past life memories work. How does that memory make that transference over to the next life? You know,
I don't think it does. I think that most of us forget that. The memory doesn't last. Now, there are many, many cases of children. There's a famous book out right now that's been very popular about a young boy who remembers his entire past life of being a military person and how he passed and where he was stationed and gave names and places and everything. I think that's really rare to have that kind of memory. But I don't know if you've read the book Life Between Lives. And I think the author's name is Michael Newton, but he talks about doing regression, hypnosis and regression with people where they talk about what their activities were before they came into their body. And it's fascinating. And I have connected to some of that energy myself, and I have to say that, you know, years ago I wasn't a big believer in reincarnation, but I absolutely believe deeply within my soul that our energy doesn't die. It just continues. And, you know, heaven, people sometimes look at heaven as being a million miles out in space, but it's not. It's right here. It's right behind the veil in just another dimension, another level of experience. And so there are many, many thousands of documented cases of people remembering how they lived as a human in the past on this planet, or how they lived in the universe before they came into a human body. The dimensions that I've seen encompass many cultures of varying degrees, good, bad, and indifferent. And even if you just Google on the internet Pleiadians or Arcturians, I mean, those are energetic beings that are not of this dimension, but they're here to help humanity by and large. So, you know, there's a lot of connection like that, and I think, you know, I'm certainly not the only one who's had this experience. There are many mediums who connect to interdimensional beings, as I like to call them. And, you know, next time you end up in a new place in heaven where all humans go, you can sort of ask to have a different kind of experience, or ask if you can travel somewhere else or go back to where you came from, you know.
If I can remember that, I will.
Now that's the trick.
Yeah, that reminds me of the Buddhist joke about you know, racism. You know, how when it comes to, you know, people disliking other people for some, you know, completely ridiculous reason, mm-hmm. you know, it's like, well, you don't want to be this type of person, or you hate this kind of person. Well, just wait, you know, next time you'll come back as that person, or you might have been one in a previous life. I mean, the idea of that kind of discrimination against, you know, different kinds of people, that's absolutely absurd. You know, with that mindset.
Discriminate against yourself.
Yeah. I mean, so.
It's true, but, you know, that discrimination, that's all part of human conditioning, unfortunately.
True, of course, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a shame. It's quite late, and I think that's hampering our calls. And we're also usually on a second. We are actually usually on channel one and not on channel two. So I think we've thrown off some of the listeners. But do you have any just general? I know you don't do a whole lot of this, but has there been anything general about the mundane that is of interest? That you've seen or that you know about?
Well, I really am fascinated by people who have awakened in the last few years, who have really felt as though they weren't fulfilling their purpose in life, that they wanted to do more. And I think the hardest thing I've had to teach people and talk to them about is really getting inside themselves and finding information, connecting to the universe all within themselves. You know, people have often walked to me, well, I want my third eye to open. Well, you know, that's not always possible. We each have a talent. We each have a gift. We each have a physical and energetic body. The idea is to get inside yourself, open up that gift of space that everybody can find to truly connect to guidance. And the guidance is something that is often sort of data downloaded into your mind. You know, you have to get really clear on, this is not my thought. This is coming in from somewhere else. Yes. And when people really learn to trust themselves, that's where they find the intuition that they need. And Ruth Ann, you know as well as I do, there are so many fabulous readers out there and people who are psychic who never hear a voice or see a picture.
Very true.
You know, they just access that aspect of themselves that's able to connect, and they're remarkable. They really are, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, I have to tell students a lot that, you know, really it isn't a contest of who sees what and who does what, and you do what you do, and you do what you do, and we all together can make a difference, but you know, you can't compare. You may see things, you may hear things, you may feel things, and you may do none of those and just know them. And whatever you do is, do you find that when you work with someone to trust him or herself, that third eye, you know, their own tuition, that third eye starts opening?
It can, and I do help people whose third eye is weak or kind of not working as well as they would like to, and energetically you can open someone's third eye more. I
yes.
can't say that you can take a person who's never had a third eye experience and just suddenly pop them open. You
right.
know, I find that to be a difficult endeavor, you know.
Right,
but,
right.
You can energetically help the third eye and so forth, but really it is about trusting yourself. The other thing is that it is very, very difficult today. There are so many paranormal shows and psychic,
yes,
you know, public figures and things like that, that people, they do, you know, you're right, Ruthann, they make it a contest. And I'm going to,
yes,
tell you right now, I don't care how talented someone is, they can't do everything 100% of the time. So when I get an email saying, I lost my favorite gold pocket watch, can you tell me where it is? I write right back and say, I can't even find my own lost things. I can't find anything that's lost, Ruthann. Nothing.
I'm not good at that either.
I don't have that talent. I just don't. And so, you know, we have to understand and respect what our purpose is and what we're meant to do.
Yes. Do you find that more people... Does it seem to you that more people are really trying actively to find that now?
I think that more people have been shocked by how intuitive they are.
Yes.
That I hear so many reports of, I just knew that was going to happen. What does that mean? That's happened to me four times in the past 3 months. What do I do? You know, and they're frightened. They're kind of,
yes,
frightened because that kind of power, or perceived power, I guess, makes people very uncomfortable if it's different than how they're used to living or accepting information around.
That's who we are. I mean, whatever, mm-hmm, it is you do or don't do is who you are, and and it's kind of sad to be frightened by it, but I totally get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is. I guess if you weren't used to thinking that that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the other thing is that really – I'm really big on this. I believe that 200 years ago, and I think I said this on your show before there were telephones, televisions, androids, and video games, everybody was using their intuition. They had to. You know,
yes,
they had to.
Yes.
They had to know if a storm was coming, if they needed to travel 20 miles away by horse and buggy.
Yes, or when to plant their crop.
Right. Right, and so I think we've kind of lost it in our modern society to a large extent, and that's kind of sad. I mean, it's all coming back now, but, you know, we've kind of lost our way a little bit in the intuitive aspect of ourselves.
Well, there's a big surge. I talk to people routinely that I would have never guessed would be open to anything. I'm going to use this term. It's a horrible term. New age. It's not a horrible term, but it's a huge generalization. But, and all of a sudden they're interested in it, or they're interested in some. And, you know, I've had Christians ask me things like that. I've had, and just use terms, you know, like universe and, people that never think outside of, the earth or the city they're in, you know, or the reality show they're watching or whatever. They're using terms like universe and using it in that big U way, you know, not, mm-hmm, the little U way.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. I mean, you know, and at the same time, we're becoming disconnected from intuition as well. It's sort of a paradox, it seems.
It is a paradox, but I think it's less of a paradox now. I think that all of the energies have shifted so that people are feeling the planet itself. They're feeling Mother Earth, and they're feeling these shifts either in their higher self, their subconscious, or also just point blank right in front of their face. They understand that there's something bigger going on, and we have had such an enormous influx of information in the past 20 years with just a total trend towards oneness, a total trend towards light. Even on the scientific shows that my husband loves, they're talking about how they can't explain how energy travels, why a particle appears one place and then disappears and shows up somewhere else. You know, it's all related. And I really think it's a huge trend, and people are really feeling themselves that they are connected in some way. And sometimes they're a little bit lost on how to find it, but if they're interested enough, they'll start picking up the books. And, you know, it's just, I think it's fantastic. I really do.
I do too. I mean, it's just opening people's minds to possibilities. And when you start looking at the universe as a whole, when you start looking at, you know, all of these common things that everybody's going through, you know, everybody's dealing with, then you start thinking outside the me and start looking at the we. And that's something that we all need to do more of. And I think that's happening. I mean, slowly, but it's happening.
Yeah, and, it is.
That's something to kind of be excited about, I think.
It is, but it's kind of interesting, you know, the way the angels talk is one time they told me that I had no concept of time and space and that, you know, that our lifetimes are infinitesimal, that they're just a nanosecond in the scope of the universe. And really, you know, we measure time by our own lifetimes, right?
Yes.
And true. So to us, you know, it's very long. Well, it's probably very long for a fruit fly who has a lifetime of 3 days as well. It's all in perception. And really, you know, we're on a big adventure.
That's for sure. A big roller coaster.
Yeah, right. A big adventure. And so I've calmed down a lot. I'm not a drama queen anymore. I just, whatever is, and you just deal with it as it comes to you. You know, it's a place that everybody can get to, really.
If you don't like the bad, just hang around. The good will be there. And if you don't like good, then the bad will come too. So, well, Helene, it's been so great to have you on, and we've made it through this show without any major technical glitches.
We did.
We did. Yeah.
Now, you know, the later hour, we're a lot of people have gone to sleep, so that's unfortunate. but we're going to have you back on earlier. I want to, you know, that is if you'll put up with us.
Oh, I love you guys. Cut it out.
I'm not fishing for a compliment, I promise. But no, it's been
great. You're both awesome hosts, and I really appreciate your asking me on the show, and I love talking to you. So anytime you want, let me know.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. We have truly enjoyed having you, and as I said, you know, I'm glad we had a good excuse before, and we have a good one now too, because we just would like to have you back. So that all works, right? Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. We got to do a little business here quickly before we close. WellroundedCorners.com, all the shows for free. You can listen to any of them. We'll have. Actually, the past 2 hours, we're going to combine into one episode. This will be episode 30, and we're going to publish it straight on the site. You'll be able to download it, listen to it for free. Feel free to pass these copies around, too. I get questions about that. Can we put the copies on YouTube? Some of the Cliff High episodes have been put on YouTube. That's absolutely fine. Just reproduce the entire show in its entirety. Don't edit out the commercials, please, other than that.
And I don't know if we mentioned Helene's site, angelslighthouse.com, yes. Check that out. So we want to make sure to mention that, and please check that out, too.
And that's how you want people to get a hold of you, right, to Helene, Angels Lighthouse?
Yes, mostly I lose text messages because I don't pay attention to them very well. So email's a good thing.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Have a good night, everyone, and we'll see you back on January 29th. We're having Kathy True with us. She has a new system of Reiki that she's developed. It's interesting. Be an interesting show. Until next week, or until 2 weeks from now, have a good week.